Welcome to our Sunday at 11. I'm so happy to see so many of you here, all right, this morning. All right, now, we are in a series called Past Perfect, all right? So during the absence, I have AJ who did the part one, okay, on this series. It's an Easter series, Past and Perfect. Now, I want to explain why this series. Why is it Past and then Perfect? Okay, what is it? Is this an English subject? Oh, AJ, I was thinking, where are you, all right? So I want you to give a big hand to AJ, okay, for preaching that part one for me, all right, now. So what is this past and what is this perfect? Is it an English thing, you know? Is this English thing? Is this a grammar thing, okay? Past, perfect, tense, and what is that? Redeemer, okay, what is that right now? So I want to explain to you, when we talk about past, it means the Old Testament. So when it comes to perfect, we are talking about the New Testament, all right? So when we talk about the past, there are many promises in the Old Testament, okay, which is fulfilled or revealed, that was revealed and that was fulfilled, okay, in the New Testament, okay, that's what it means. So right now, so we'll look at the Old Testament. There are types, there are shadows, there are symbols that was said in the Old Testament, and then we see that fulfilling, all right, in the New Testament through Jesus Christ. All right, so as we do this Easter series, so we are looking at Jesus, okay? Jesus on Easter, okay? On this Easter that we want to remember, okay? Jesus died on the cross, okay? Died, shed his blood, buried, and on the third day, he rose again, all right? So part one, AJ did that, shared to us, okay, why Jesus is the perfect redeemer, all right? So in the past, it was the type of what? The lamb. Okay, the lamb was being sacrificed. He talked a lot about Exodus, about the Passover and all those. You know how to remember Passover, right? When the family who does not, the Hebrew family are asked to kill the lamb, 1-year-old male, okay, and take the blood and apply on their door, the lintel and the doorpost. So when the angel of death came and see that, he will not destroy the family and just move on. So when angel of death come and saw that, he will just pass over and go to the next one. Okay, now. So that was the 10th plague where killed the firstborn of Pharaoh. All right, okay, now. So moving forward, okay, Jesus became the perfect redeemer because he redeemed us. Yesterday in the Saturday at 5, okay, I did the part one with them. I did a game with them, all right? So I did the end game with them. So how they redeem, okay, their friend that was caught, lost, and all those. So how many of you are excited to watch the Avenger Endgame? How many of you already booked the ticket? Oh, bo chio, didn't buy for me. Okay, all right. Right now. So, okay, now. So, I said, I only remember the last one, like, some people dissipate, you know, why die or die, what happened, you know, all right? So I'm saying that some of our friends are being caught and all those. Okay, so we have this game that they put them in the torturing chamber and all those, and Dixon was the punisher. Okay, now, now, coming to that, so when we say Jesus is the perfect redeemer, that means Jesus redeemed us. I'll give an example of in those days, you know, in those days where I believe none of us do that now, I believe. Okay. But we hear stories of our grandparents when they were so poor during their time that they only left the gold earring or their ring was passed on to some generation, and they only left this. So the only way for the families to survive is to bring this to a pawn shop. All the young people think, what? Pawn shop? Pornography? No. It's P-A-W-N in Bahasa, Kedai Pajak. Thank you, Dixon. Kedai Pajak, all right? Kedai Pajak. When you bring this and you pay a fee where the guy will look at it, weigh and all those, although it costs 1,000, maybe he say, okay, I can only give you 300. So you bring back the 300 to your family to survive. What? By putting in this pawn shop means in the days to come when you have, you can buy it back. Redeem. Okay, you can buy it back. But at that time when you want to buy it back, it's no longer 300. It may have multiplied 10 times, 20 times. To get back that one that you only get 300, now you got to get 3,000 or 30,000 to get it back. Friends, we are just like that. We can't even get it back. Jesus came to redeem us. That is none other than Jesus, right? Tell your neighbor, right? Pastor is talking about you. Jesus redeemed you. moving on. So Jesus is the Lamb of God now. So when you read in this series and you look at it, when you read the Old Testament to the New Testament, God has a plan. It's one redemption plan, one redemption story, okay, to bring us back, okay, to Him. Now, so today in part two, we're going to talk about Jesus, the perfect mediator. So when we look at the past, what is that type of shadow that the Old Testament talk about that Jesus became, okay, the perfect mediator, all right? Now, so in Hebrew, talks about, since then we have a great high priest. Today we're going to talk about Jesus, the great high priest. Say with me, great high priest. All right, now, moving on. So as we talk about great high priest, then I'm going to relate how he became, okay, the perfect mediator. Okay, so the Old Testament talk about the great high priest or high priest. Now we see Jesus as the perfect mediator. All right, now, what is the meaning of mediator? When you first saw this word, what is that? Is it something to do with medicine? Is it something to do with media, social media? If you play a lot of social media, you are mediator, media, okay. Is that the meaning? Of course not, all right? So the word mediator in Greek is mesites, if I pronounce correctly, but I know it's wrong, and arbitrator, a mediator, intervenes to restore peace between two parties, literally means a middle person. Can you see that? A mediator means a middle person. In other words, someone who stands between two parties who are in dispute to bring them together, to bridge the gap, to re-establish peace, sort of a peacemaker. How many of us have some kind of conflict before? Yes, even now? Yes, we have conflict with our spouse, with our children, with our grandparents, okay, with our friends, with our colleagues. So many, all right? So don't you think that all of us need a mediator? Yes, of course. All right, now, I want to illustrate by calling two strong young men, okay, in our midst, which they can flex and show you their muscle. Can I have Dixon and Jonathan if you are here? Jonathan not here? Jonathan not here, then we've got to call the master Sifu, okay. I know, is Miko here? Miko, the one Sifu. Sifu got to watch them. okay, he's not around, is it? Okay, never mind. So I got to call the next strong man. Who got a muscle? Like, okay, he's back. Okay, now. So I'm going to illustrate using this rope. And Jonathan and Dixon, they have been friends, best friend, okay, forever, all right? And they are friends, they are so close, okay, knitted together, okay? Hey, don't put yet, okay? No conflict yet, no, talking about best friend, right? Best friend, they are friends, you know? They share everything together, you know? I cannot go further than that, okay, now. So they grew up together, okay, so to speak, grew up in the same hometown, just different school. They love the same hobby, okay, right now, that is go to Muay Thai, okay, under the Sifu or Miko, all right? They can flex their muscle, okay? They can tell you how many push-up, okay, they can do per time, all right? Now, with that, all right? And they also love, cannot say love the same girl, okay, cannot. Okay. They also love MU, yes, MU. But one day, one of them said they love Liverpool. How about that? Cannot, impossible, okay, impossible. Impossible, just for the story's sake. So one of them turned away from MU. They got so mad with one another, they don't want to be friends anymore, best of friends, but overnight, they not become friends anymore, all right? So the such a tension that came about, they hate so much, pull, now is the best time to pull. So try to win it together, but there was a broken relationship. So they went as far as they are. Best friend become don't know what friend. Okay, now, broken best friend forever. Okay, now, how many of us realize when we talk about best friend, sometimes in relationship that I mentioned just now, husband and wife, okay, conflict, right? When conflict comes, each one take their own way. Lock the door. You sleep outside, okay? Then it can come even worse. Change the padlock. You stay outside. Okay, all right. Now, you can hear stories like this. Even today, I'm still hearing stories like this happen. All right? Then you also hear, like, even among brothers, as close as they have, same blood, okay? Also quarrel and also go away from one another. Sister, don't need to say. Okay, now. Okay, now. So, talk about friends, relation, every friend, even sometimes in a company, colleagues among colleagues, all right? With bosses or bosses we in downline and so on. It's just like this, you know, your employee will just drag their feet to work and refuse, okay, to work, all right? Sometimes in company, easier to work because you're receiving a salary from there, right? Boss can just give you cost, show cost letter, and that's it, right? All right? So give a big hand to Jonathan and Dixon, right? For flexing their muscle. Okay, now, praise the Lord. Okay, now, so by saying so, the mediator, all of us need a mediator somehow in our life. But again, how does this mediator thing came about? Now, the stories will go back all the way back, okay, to Genesis about Adam and Eve. We no time talk about all those in the first day, second day, no time to talk about it. Just bring you to this place where Adam and Eve has sinned against God, okay, in the Garden of Eden. So, cut the story short again, okay, God has to drive them out, okay, from the Garden of Eden. Okay, that's where you read this. Genesis chapter 3, verse 22-24. He drove out man at the east of the Garden of Eden. He placed a cherubim. What's a cherubim? Okay, it's angel. All right, angel. And a flaming sword that turned every way to guard the way to the tree of life. You know, each time when I read that, there was this angel, cherubim, with a flaming sword. But each time I read that, my mind went to that Star Wars moment. Zoom, zoom. It can never come in because I'm guarding, right? So maybe. I do not know. No, this is for the fun of it right now. Each time when I look at Darth Vader, I'm just wondering, you know, how George Lucas got this design. You know, the design, you know. Okay, I'm going to unpack this for a while, just for fun only. Okay, let's move on. Now, so I'm moving forward, okay, to Isaiah 59 verse 2. He says, but your iniquities have made a separation between you and your God, and your sin have hidden his face from you so that he does not hear. Friends, because of what happened, Adam and Eve in Garden Eden, so you have this sin nature, okay, within us. So the Bible talks about your iniquities, your sin and your guilt. You know, when you look at what we have done and all those, when we look at ourselves, how can we go back to God? So with that, sin has separated us. And there was this vast separation, okay, between God and man. And it's so far, all right, that each time when you think about God, each time you want to pray, God is not hearing. Each time you want to pray, your prayer goes up, oh yeah, you haven't reached first heaven, also drop. Right here also, few feet also drop. Because each time when we come to the stage, we want to cry out to God, it's normally as on your bed, right? On your bed, you cry out to God. You go up a bit, the prayer didn't go up, okay, in that sense, because that iniquity, the guilt and the sin, okay, that has separated us. Going back, friends, best of friends, spouses, brothers, sisters, and all those, because of that conflict, that unforgiveness, that conflict that we has pull both sides so far separated, and we only know that we need help, and the only way help is to have somebody come in between, a mediator. All right, now moving forward, okay, we go. So God still loves each and every one of us. God, in that plan of his redemption plan, okay, he wants to make a way, okay, for man to come back to him. All right, and how God reached every one of us. So God told Moses and then institute this called the tabernacle. Say maybe tabernacle. All right. Now, in Old Testament, you read about kings, you read about prophets, you read about judges, okay? You read about priests, all right? Now, so this is the moment God instituted the role, okay, of what we call the priesthood. All right. Now, when you talk about prophet, the role is like he hear from God and then he tell the people. Okay, he hear from God and then speak to all the people. The priest's role is to hear from man, okay, and then speak to God. Understand? So God, having this tabernacle is where all the sacrifice of the bulls, the sheep, and all those, all right? And where the priest or the great high, the chosen one, okay, will be taken into the Holy of Holies. So they have the altar court, enter into the holy place, and then the holiest of holies, where only one priest, which is a high priest, okay, to enter. Okay, that was the moment where you know how they dress up. Okay, they are dressing, okay. Then they have this bell. Now you know why every temple has a bell, okay. But originally it's the bell, okay, that they have. Okay, when they enter into the Holy of Holies, if that priest or the high priest is found with sin, that is going, he has to shake. Yes, they move, okay. The bell will keep on ringing. So when they go in, everybody will be hearing from the outside. If there's more ringing, that means he is dead. And then they have to pull him out. All right? Now, so it's a place, whenever you read the Bible, when you read about Exodus, Leviticus, Deuteronomy, all those, you read about the dwelling place. That's where is the Holy of Holies. It's not that God dwell there forever, all right? But it's a place where he wanted man to meet up with him. All right? That's where you read a line like meeting the cherubim, you know, in the cherubim, you speak to God and all those, and throw incense and all those. So there was this high priest. Okay, now you look at his dressing. Remember I showed you earlier? Dark weather. Okay, anyway, let's move on. Okay, all right, now, the role of the high priest. Okay, y'all are like, what's Pastor trying to do? Okay, now, okay, just for the fun. Okay, now, fast forward. Now, in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 5 and 6, Paul said this, "For there is one God, and there is one mediator between God and man." Okay, and this same God and same mediator is none other than the man Christ Jesus. Is this the first time you see the word man Christ Jesus? Jenny Becky, you're back. So they meet up with Darren. Okay, Darren doing good, strong, healthy, put on. No, not eating well. Okay. So Darren, just update. So Darren is doing well. Okay, he has presented his one paper and then going to do his preaching test. Okay, we're going to go to in May for his graduation. All right. So his mom is very excited. Let me say that. And then the mom said that she will come back from China and is going to travel with us together. So that will be a moment. All right. You will know Darren's mom better. All right. Now, so here is the man Christ Jesus who gave himself as ransom for all, the ransom to redeem or that pay. Okay. Which is the testimony given at a proper time. So here is Christ Jesus. And the word man is together. He has one of his titles. So this is where Jesus became the mediator for God and man. All right? I'll unpack this a bit more later on. Okay? Then in John 14, which is very familiar to you, it was says, Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." So which means between God and man, in order to bridge that gap, there's no other person. There's no other way. And Jesus is the only way. Jesus is the only one that declared it. All right? So no other person. If there's another way, when I was young, when I was age 17, I said, Is there another way? Whatever way I try to think, try to search, there's no other way. You know why? Who is more clever? God lah. So I realized that I'm not that clever. God is clever. Because if there's another way, God would have thought so. Nah. God didn't think of other way. This is the only way. So Jesus came and said, "I am the way, the truth, and life." Okay, no one comes to the Father except through him. All right, now. So I'm going to answer this question. Okay, attempt to answer this question. Why Jesus is the perfect mediator? Okay, in this series. So three reasons. And we're going to look at this passage, okay? Hebrews 4, 14 to 16, that says, "Since then, we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God. Let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need." Let us pray. Father God, I commit all of us into your hands, even as we, in this midst of our series called Past Perfect, help us, Lord, to draw near to you, knowing you, Jesus, okay, being the perfect sacrificial lamb being our perfect redeemer. And today, even as we talk about mediator, Holy Spirit, help us understand and teach us, guide us, because only you can. I give thanks. I pray this in Jesus' name. Everyone say, amen. All right. So I'm going to unpack that or attempt, okay, to answer, okay, why Jesus is the perfect mediator as we look at this passage. Number one, it's very obvious. Number one, Jesus is the great high priest. Say with me, Jesus is the great high priest. Now, when we say Jesus is the great high priest, okay, what does that mean, right? So, Bible already said that since then we have a great high priest. Now, when you go to a school, right? You go to a school, a teacher, this one, headmaster. Okay, then if you go to a company, manager, oh, senior manager or general manager, all right. When you go to the bank, oh, this one is so called executive, this one is so executive, this one is executive. When you see a Terrence, whoa, this one's senior executive, all right. So when you go to those days, you see high priest. But which one is the great high priest? So when it comes to Hebrew, the author of Hebrew wrote that since then, okay, we have a great high priest. This is not just a high priest. He is the great high priest. When he is called the great high priest, that means he is the high priest of the high priest. Every high priest has a role to play, all right? But when the great high priest comes, that means in the Day of Atonement, he has this role, okay, that he goes in into the holy place, okay, the most holy place, okay, that I have mentioned just now. That will be his chief duty, okay? That's why he's called, okay, the great high priest. So when we look at the Old Testament, there's no other priest as of Jesus Christ, okay, who is called the great high priest. Okay, Jesus Christ has become, okay, he's both, okay, both God and man, all right? So here, when the author of Hebrews says, that's Jesus. There's Jesus, he has this title, the Son of God, okay, that he bridged between God, okay, and man, become the mediator, the man Christ Jesus. Now, when I look at all the Marvel stories, I look at it, where did he get this storyline from? From the Bible, what else, all right? So, when you look at Aquaman, so when the red-haired girl, what they say to her, to him, right? Then the mother said, you be the answer to bridge this underworld water and then to the world that is above. You is the answer to bridge this two. And then you toss all the same, go to the another world, okay? They came back and all, you bridge between these two worlds. Then Captain Marvel suddenly, all right? Don't know go where, really. Okay, now, okay, you got to come back, you know? So you got to bridge, okay, two worlds. They become the savior in a sense, okay, to save the world. So Jesus is the great high priest, the mediator, okay, between God, okay, and man. Now, what qualify him, okay, to become, okay, the great high priest? Not just because he's a person, but or that position that he has, but because here, author Hebrews said he has passed through the heavens. Someone who has gone through every layer of atmosphere, every layer of atmospheric heavens, all right? So he was on earth, he already passed through. When he died on the cross, buried on the third day, when he resurrected, he passed through every heavenlies. A one that has gone through everything, you name it. So if you have someone to come to become your mediator, conflict between husband and wife, I don't know who you want the mediator. Send a sick student? I don't know. A single guy, not married, no girlfriend at all, before? How? You probably think through, right? Who can help you bridge that? Here. Since then, we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, and that is none other than Jesus. Look at another verse, author Hebrews said this. For it was indeed fitting that we should have such a high priest. Why? Holy, innocent, unstained, separated from sinners, and exalted above heavens. So when you look at all the high priests or priests that they have, so when you read the New Testament, there's no New Testament yet. And it was written. You understand what I mean, Harold? Okay, when Jesus came, it's still Old Testament. You got what I mean? When Jesus' time, there's still sacrifice of lamb is still going on. You understand? All right? So when Jesus came, died on the cross, he actually do away with the ceremonial law. Okay, when you get to hear, okay, we are not living in law anymore. Okay, what does that mean? That means Jesus do away with the ceremonial law. Is moral law still operating today? Yes, of course. Otherwise, everybody do whatever they like. So cannot, all right? So what Jesus did away with the ceremonial law. So when we look at that, Jesus being a great high priest, none of the high priests that alive during the time has this qualification. So that is why in verse 27, he has no need, like those high priests, to offer sacrifices daily, first for his own sin, and then for those of the people, since he did this once and for all when he offered up himself. Last week we hear Jesus became the sacrificial lamb, and he is the perfect lamb. He himself, okay, and then he became the perfect redeemer. All right, so once and for all, none of the previous or those, like those high priests, they cannot. Only Jesus had it. So Jesus became, that's why he's so qualified, okay, became the great high priest. Okay, can you say amen? So that is a wonderful Savior, okay, that we have. Reason number two. Okay, reason number two is Jesus is able to sympathize, okay, with us. What do I mean? Look at the scripture. He says, for we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin. So you name it, whatever that you can name it, Jesus has gone through that. That's why he is a high priest. Okay, we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize. That means Jesus, okay, go back to it. Jesus is able to sympathize with us. Now, what does that mean, sympathize? I searched and I found this. Okay, that is, Old Testament is written in Hebrew, all right? New Testament is written in Greek. So you get the explanation in Greek that is sympathize in Greek means, if you're Hokkien, we'll read some part. Okay, no, anyway, I don't know how to pronounce. Sympatio, okay, maybe, yeah. Means to commiserate, to feel or express sympathy, have compassion, be touched with a feeling of, or to be affected with the same feeling as another. Now, how to understand that? I will illustrate this in that sense. You ready? Okay. So, Dixon, they're all at the back. Okay, never mind. So, Terrence, Miko, and myself, we are friends. We are brothers, you know. Everything we go through together. You hungry, I give you my food. You no shoe, you wear my shoe. You can't see, I lend you my spectacle. All right? You no money, take my money, all right? That kind of thing, everything we do together, all right? One day, Miko came back. Yeah. My girlfriend left me. Both of us feel for him. Not feel bad, you know, we feel for him, you know. Then both of us say, bro, we feel for you. Because once upon a time, our girlfriend left us too. All right. So, we are able to sympathize, all right? We could feel. So, for the very word among brothers, I could feel you, bro, all right? It means a lot. I don't know how sister do that now. Sister will say, yeah, mate, it's okay, let's go shopping. It settles. Okay, now it settles. So here was Jesus. He could sympathize you. Whatever. Right? Jesus could sympathize with you. So when I look further, okay, he sympathized with our witnesses. All right? The arrow here, witnesses. In Greek, it's asthenia, all right? Weakness, frailty, which is also equivalent to disease, infirmity, sickness, weakness, which carries the meaning of properly without strength. Weakness, sickness, refer to an element that deprives someone of enjoying or accomplishing what they would like to do. All right? You just imagine you're in a hospital and you have this craving, I want char kway teow, but cannot eat. No, for us, many of us who eat durian, one, I like durian, but now no voice. Oh, no voice, I can eat durian, no durian. Okay, okay. A few for you, bro. Okay, now. So that word witnesses, which is explained here, all right, when you know you just cannot do anything, you are at that moment, at that juncture, and then you just don't know what to do. And then probably you so frustrated all day, you lock yourself in the door, you do not want to talk to anyone, social media all closed, locked, everything, phone off. All right, don't want to meet anybody else because you are in that moment. Friends, Jesus is saying, I feel for you. All right? Include all this. Now as I look at it, oh, this word, very close to one word, one medical word, very close. Very close. When Mills going to deliver baby, the time the doctor said, you want to take this or not, so they don't feel the pain and all those, that is anesthetic. Just like you at that moment, you got an injection, you can't feel anything. Can't feel anything. Whatever. I can't feel my leg. Okay, now. So, friend, is why I'm saying that, okay, it's like a picture given to us where you know that you're just hopeless. You just do not know. There's no way. You can't think of anything really, all right? But there's hope. That is Jesus. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses. Sometimes our pain, our sorrow, and those, when you try to explain, people are like, okay, okay. Many people may not understand what you're going through, right? And what best we can do? We stand alongside, okay? We try to feel you, bro, okay, now. So with that, Jesus is able to sympathize with everyone, okay, of us, because he is the real man. Okay, Hebrews 2:17, I didn't manage to put up there, okay? That is, for this reason, he had to be like them. For this reason, he had to be made like them, fully human in every way, in order that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in service to God, that he might make atonement for sin of the people. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 17. The third key, the third reason. Jesus is the key access to the presence of God. So in that, the darkest moment you have, in a moment that you just choose not to believe, friends, that is the very moment that you need to turn to Jesus, because Jesus has the key. Should I say, he is the master key of all access. And that access is to access to the presence of God. That moment that you cannot anesthetic jet, you can't feel anymore. Friends, that is the moment. Jesus is the key access to the presence of God, all right? I want to show you the next picture. I know this is Pentagon, okay? But the question I want to ask is, have you ever been denied access? Can you actually enter any premise you like with a high security? Have you ever been denied any access? Anyone? Okay, only you and me, and yeah. I also deny access. The rest, oh, okay. What power you have, Okay, right. Okay, for the explanation sake. Okay, now there are many places. When you enter a country, what do you need? Passport. No passport, you can't even get out of country. True or not? So to enter a country, not only passport, you need to show your visa. One entry, right? What do you call it? One entry. A single entry, all right? Not multiple entries, single entry. And that is used only for one time. I was so many times hearing Casey say that there are times when you have your passport, valid passport, you also have a valid visa, but at the point of entry at the custom where they're about to stamp, they deny your entry. Instead of chop entry, denied. Yeah, all right? Aeroplane, when you take a flight, not only your passport, they want to see your boarding pass, all right? When you condominium, wow, now condominium, very good, very good services now, all right? When you enter the condominium, they ask you for your IC. Now, some places still like that, right? And then you can go in already. Okay, like that, you can go in, and that's Malaysia, you can go in already. All right, now, there are a few, let's say that day, whose place, Michael. I go to Michael's place, okay, condominium, Putra place, who stay in Putra place on right now. I go there, I have to show them my driving license, they write down, and then give me that pass. V60. Only V60, okay? Park this number. No other number. This one, okay? Okay. I drive in ready, the guard there. Okay. When you park, like this, okay? Not like this, not like this, but like this, okay? Oh, I want to stay here, oh. Security so good. Okay, all right. Then you turn, come out, like this, okay? Come out, okay? So, wow, okay. Now, concert, same. You need to have your ticket, cinema, all right? Although you can sneak somewhere else, you need a pass. School, can you just enter any school? No, right? You have a reason why. Hospital also the same, all right? Especially a government hospital. Have you been denied entering government hospital? No, they have all this time slot. Now they are very strict, okay? Government hospital especially. The guard will come. Oh! Keluar, keluar, keluar! Now, I also found a way to get in non-visiting hours. You dress up. Doctor Suramari, okay, doctor. No. I went there and carry a big Bible, okay? Those who have big Bible, very useful. Bible, don't just iPad phone, all right? Carry the handphone Bible. Okay, no. Carry a Bible. Then I reached the gate, the guard stood up. You padri, ah? Padri is a Malay word for priest in English, all right? You padri, ah? Oh, yes, I am padri. I'm a priest, yes, I'm a priest. Okay, apa, ada orang? Yeah. SS. You can walk in with confidence. That's why the Bible says, let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. So let me explain a bit, all right? So we know the confidence already, huh? You walk with confidence. So when I look at the word confidence in the Bible, it says in Greek, paresia, okay, freedom of speech and confidence. That means you're able to say it with confidence. No hesitation, right? No hesitation. Otherwise, you open the book of hesitation, right? Okay, right. Book of Jonathan, hesitation, all right now. So we're confident. We have one time when our elder son, okay, Mio and I were in, I don't know what place is that really. So we are at a counter, and we both of us were looking, where is that guy, you know, the one who take care of the counter? Then our elder son went there. Hello? I was like, where you get that from? Okay. So say it, okay, with confidence. Okay, this is what it says. And then I continue to look at the word mercy. The word mercy in Greek is eleos, I think. Mercy, pity, and compassion. Now, when we talk about mercy and grace, there's a difference. Okay, there's a difference. So I'll just take a quick time, just explain mercy and grace. Many people may not understand mercy, or you may lah. But many people understand grace. Why? Because, oh, that girl who worked there, one, the beautiful girl that worked there, one, the grace. Many people think like that. Okay, now. So they understand grace, but they don't understand mercy. Okay, now. The word mercy, you say, is in French. Okay, to say thank you. That's how Mercedes got his name, right? I thought it was a German name, Mercedes, right? Mercy, right? Mercias. Okay, gracias. Gracias, Spanish. They say thank you as well, right? Now, so mercy. Now, the word grace in Greek is charis, okay? Grace and kindness, okay? Maybe charis name more like a girl. Elios can mean for guy lah. If you're looking for a name, okay, I don't know. If you have charisa, it means double grace, all right? Now, how to differentiate, okay, these two? Now, mercy, I always use this term that is mercy, not receiving what we deserve. We deserve to be punished, but not receiving it. Mercy, lah. deserve to die but didn't die. Okay, that's what I mean, not receiving, okay, what we deserve. Grace, play with words, receiving what we do not deserve. I'm not supposed to get, but they give it to me. That's grace. All right, now, to further explain to you so that you remember forever, majority of us drive car, yes, majority. Beep, beep, okay. It turned yellow. What do you do? Okay, go faster. Then your friend waiting there. So you have to drive to the side. Oh, I shouldn't have done that. So you're going to give you a ticket, right? Right? How many of you were bargaining with them? Okay. Baya sini ka, baya sana. Okay. Whether you pay here or pay there, all right? Now, so we're supposed to... So if I break that, that means I deserve what? A ticket or summon. But then the police said, never mind. Today, no ticket. So I supposed to get a ticket or summon, but he did not issue me one. So that is, he exercised mercy, not receiving what I deserve. Now I want to explain grace. Okay, explain grace. Then he said, hari ni, today, you drive your car inside. You drive your car inside. Then he opened the door, let me out, they start washing your car. You're supposed to give me a summon, now you wash my car. Okay, so now, I receive what I do not deserve. True? Okay, you remember this forever, right? Likewise, Jesus did that for us. You understand? We do not deserve, we don't wash your car, I broke the law and then you wash my car. Right? So, you're all sinners and God and Jesus came. God sent Jesus to die for us. So, mercy, we not reserve that punishment. Jesus going to die for us some more. We supposed to go there and die, but why you die for me? Why you pay for me? All right, so grace, receiving what we do not deserve. All right, by knowing that. So Hebrew 9, 13 to 15 says, as I close, the blood of goats and bulls and the ashes of a heifer sprinkled on those who are ceremonially unclean, sanctify them so that we are outwardly clean. So that's why Jesus did with the ceremonial law, right? So those things only clean you from the outside. I have people who ask me questions. Young people will talk to me, okay, say, Pastor, I did this, did that. I've seen all those pornography and all those. So now my mind is dirty. So, Pastor, how can I wash my brain? The young people ask, you know, it's true. Young people ask. Then I say, oh, have you heard about the fat? Fat bubuku baru with the kuasa like lemon. The soap with the lemon power. No. So as you have come to know Jesus, the only way, okay, to come before God to be cleansed is none other than the blood of Jesus. Because in those days, it's only outward. Now, how much more than will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offer himself unblemished to God, cleanse our consciences from acts that lead to death so that we may serve the living God. For this reason, Christ is the mediator of a new covenant. Other versions say he's the mediator of a better covenant, that those who are called may receive the promised eternal inheritance now that he has died as a ransom to set them free from the sin committed under the first covenant. All right? So the past, the first covenant, now a new covenant. Okay? You learned something today? Now, what's next? So before I tell you what's next, I'm going to invite Jonathan and Dixon back. These few friends who have separated for long because of MU, you know. So now they're going to reconcile and they're going to be united again. And I'm going to call the better covenant. Okay, I'm going to call Terrence to come out. Okay. And he's going to join to bridge the gap, okay? He's going to bridge the gap, okay, of these two friends, okay, that they will be friends again, all right? So, every one of us need a mediator. And sometimes we look to human, yes, true, all right? We need someone to stand in the gap for us. But again, okay, all human mediator can only do that much. Okay, the ultimate one is still none other than Jesus, the mediator. And here, we have the new mediator. Okay, so these two friends who are intense, okay, intense with one another, all right? So now they have, the new mediator has come and to reconcile them together. So Holy Spirit work in their heart. Okay, that's your brother, you know, your brother in the worst moment of your life. You know, he came, you know, even it's 3 a.m., he came all the way, 300 miles just to be with you. Wow, okay, came, all right. So now you wanted something, okay, that is to, can only buy in UK, you know. All right, you say, never mind, bro, I'll get my girlfriend to buy you that one, the Adidas Boost. About their Boost, okay, all right. So they come together and they're friends again because, or someone came to mediate, okay, them together. All right, let's give them a big hand. Okay, thank you. Likewise, all every other relationship that we have, husband and wife, brother, sister, father, mother, okay, every level, okay, relationship, we can turn to Jesus. Can I go there, amen? Yes, can. All right, huh? So what's next? So as I end, two things you take home. Number one, when you look at verse 14, he says here, all those that have talked about, passed through heaven, all those, he said, let us hold fast our confession. All that belief that you know, all the one-to-one that you have gone through, paper book, foundation, biblical foundation, all the baptism that you go, water baptism, Holy Spirit baptism, all those, okay? All those, okay, that you have believed who Jesus is. Author Hebrews said, now you hold, let us hold fast our confession. So when I read that word now, what are the things that we hold fast? Oh, my mind went to Tom Cruise. Which means, whether life or death, you got to hold on to that confession that you have made, that you believe in Jesus. The most stubborn thing that you can ever do in life is this. You hold on fast to that confession, believing in Jesus. And good, amen? All right? The second one, the same passage, there's another let us. Let us then be confident to draw near to the throne of grace, because it's to appear before God, the throne. Many people think throne, ampun tuanku, right? So now it's Jesus has break that we can easily go to Him. He is the key access. That's where you come to Him in prayer. Okay, good, amen? All right? Okay. Okay, so close today. Praise the Lord. All right, let's pray. Yeah? Can I worship Him back? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, I commit all of us into your hands. We thank you for this Easter series called Pass Perfect. And we learn of you, Jesus. Okay, the role that you have played, the way, Lord, that you make sacrifices, the way, Lord, that you have shown us the way. I commit all of us into your hands. I do not know if anyone in any area, okay, that you are in conflicts or any disagreement. If your spouses, okay, is with you, you may want to hold their hands. If your brother or sister are here, you may want to hold their hands. Okay, I do not know. Okay, any setting that you're in right now. Father, I commit all of us into your hands. Father, knowing, oh God, Lord, that in life, in every level of relationship that we have conflicts, we have disagreement, we have bad times, right? Sometimes we just refuse to talk to our loved ones. Sometimes we just cannot go on another day like living in debt when we know that we need help and none other than going back to Jesus. And Jesus is the perfect mediator. I pray and ask, Lord, that Jesus will always be our mediator. All the more, okay, when we remember songs like Jesus, okay, is the center of our life. All the more, Father, I pray for each and every one of us that you have called us to embrace that priesthood. Okay, we likewise got to be a one that carry the ministry of reconciliation. I commit all of us into your hands that we learn to forgive one another and love one another because you have shown us, okay, the better covenant. I give thanks once again that we continue to honor you and make disciples. In Jesus' name I pray. Everyone say, amen. Amen. Give Jesus a big hand. Woo.